here's a story from The World.
Have you ever watched an old Disney classic and cringed, like seeing how indigenous people are presented in Peter Pan, for example? Disney has faced some backlash in recent years for racist imagery. About a year ago, it began giving some of its films a disclaimer for outdated cultural depictions. Now Disney is strengthening that message. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier with more.
For decades, Walt Disney movies have all begun the same way. The sound of the opening animation transports people around the world back to childhood. But now, some of the classic Disney films are getting a new pre-movie message, a content advisory warning about racism. It reads, "This program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now." The warning comes up on Disney Plus, the company's streaming service, and viewers can't skip past the message. It stays on screen for 12 seconds, running before a handful of movies like Peter Pan, Dumbo, and The Jungle Book. Disney didn't respond to my request for comment on how these films were selected, but their website says they collaborated with organizations like the African American Film Critics Association and the Coalition of Asian Pacifics in Entertainment to sift through the back catalog of films. Acknowledging the racist imagery with an on-screen warning is important, but the movies are still rated G and are watched by young kids who might not even know how to read. It's also a silent message, just white letters on a black screen. People may miss the advisory entirely.
I mean, you turn the movie on, it's 12 seconds of that, let me get my popcorn.
Hemant Shah is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He studies portrayals of race and ethnicity in film and media.
I don't think the impact on consumers, in this case kids, will be that significant because it's not accompanied by a broader educational program about racism and racist stereotypes.
Shaw says, in addition to the disclaimer, Disney could provide teaching materials to parents so they could talk to kids about why these scenes were created in the first place.
Or why were they culturally acceptable in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even up to the 90s? What work did they do to keep people of color, you know, depicted in a negative way? And what impact did that have on their lives? I think that would be much more effective than only a 12-second disclaimer.
That sentiment is being echoed by many online. Some are saying the films should be removed entirely, while others say Disney is virtue signaling their support for anti-racism and human rights. Just last month, the studio received criticism for filming parts of Mulan in the same Chinese province where Uyghur Muslims are being forced into internment camps. But others applaud the entertainment titan for naming the racism in their past and committing to change, as the company does in this video on their website.
What message are we sending to little kids at the most vulnerable age if characters are one-dimensional, stereotyped, sidelined, hypersexualized, or simply not there at all?
Disney's advisory warning directs viewers to a site called Stories Matter, where people can find this PSA-like video.
There's always been a challenging conversation around how the media represents black people and what that representation should be.
That representation is to be determined. Disney hasn't yet published detailed plans on how they'll combat the forces of racism and xenophobia in their programs. But people are holding more and more corporations accountable. And it's clear the Walt Disney Company will be no exception. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.